Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Best Hang Podcast featuring Max Kerman, Shane Cunningham, and I am Mike Bierman. Here's a secret, you can pass it around. Here's a secret, you can pass it around. My head in the clouds and 2 feet on the ground. Here's a secret, you can pass it around. All right. Welcome to the Best Hang Podcast. I'm Mike, we got Max, we got Shane, and this is a podcast unlike any podcast we've ever done before for the Best Hang.
International.
We're in Mexico.
Nailed that, in sync. We're actually recording this at a resort. Mm-hmm. We're all hanging out. It's like this, we know so many people on the resort. It's like this small commune. It's like a community, mm-hmm. It feels like.
There's people literally partying in the pool outside right now. We're burning daylight. This is kind of torturous, actually, because this is my last day.
We're recording this in Max's hotel room right now. Ash is sitting with us as well. And like Shane said, we can hear people outside partying. It's like Bon Jovi's like, living on our prayers, playing. People are drinking at the swim up bar. Uh-huh. And yet here we are.
And I demanded a pod. Yeah. So let's, okay, first of all, we're in Puerto Morales because it's trashier if you say Cancun, you know?
Right. Yeah. We're the Maya Riviera.
Yeah. We're the Mayan Riviera.
It's like a rebranding exercise or something for them.
Do you guys remember Wild On with Brooke Burke?
Yeah.
It was a travel show.
I remember it. Yeah.
Do you remember this? No. They did a lot of events in the Mayan Riviera.
Wasn't Brooke Burke like dating Bruce Willis at one point?
I think so. She's like an influencer, like mommy influencer now, I think.
Right,
but I think
but she's like a fitness yoga influencer.
Yeah, yeah. But back in the early 2000s, she hosted like this travel show, which featured like the most wild party destinations for like young people. And I think the Mayan Riviera was one of the hotspots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like the idea of her being a mommy influencer at age 60. Like, the way
I don't know. Once you have a kid, you're always a mommy, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Never stop influencing.
My dad is here, and he's organized a workshop, mental health conferences. He said, "Oh, you know, if any of your friends want to come down, we can. You know, we got a block of rooms, and we can sort people out." And so that's what happened. So we have your families are here.
Yeah.
You know, Ash and I, our friends Jess and Alex are here. Yeah. Jug and his family. Who am I missing? Simon Lambeck, my friend Simon, who you got to meet from you only know him from the basketball group chat, and now you're seeing him in real life.
Well, yeah, it's great because it's like we have this basketball group chat, and you've got some friends in their childhood friends. So like, people that I've never met, but like we'll pipe in and we've become sort of friends through basketball, just, you know, whatever, debating hoops or whatever. Well, I got to meet him in person. Mm-hmm. We watched a basketball game together on Friday night. It was amazing. Or Thursday night, I guess it would have been. Time means nothing here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what time of day it is. It's either daytime or nighttime.
Yeah.
Once you've been on the resort for a while.
And you're just sort of kind of counting down the minutes to when you're going to eat next. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So Shane, what are your observations about the trip so far? How's it going with your family?
I'm a little nervous here, Max. The backstory, Max, you know, he yelled at me. I had a minor criticism about Wi-Fi. He said, if you want to criticize the resort, start your own private chat group. Just leave me out of it.
Respectfully, don't leave me on here.
Okay, how do I word this? No, I really like the resort. This is awesome. We've been having fun the whole time. Your parents are very nice, accommodating.
The reason why I bring this up is that there's a history with Champagne Boys trips where the one guy who's taking on the load of organizing it gets the brunt of the, like, oh, this fucking, people are just like bitching about like the accommodations or some issue with the travel.
And I'm not like that.
No, I know, but I just, I got triggered because I was like, it can't be that, because I felt a little in the middle of it because my dad is obviously one of the organizers. So it's like, if you're going to complain, I don't want to fucking hear it because it'll stress me out.
Yes.
So you are reticent to say anything negative.
But I wouldn't have anything to say negative even if I did.
Uh-huh. So you met my dad for the first time.
I did. Yes. He's very Max-like.
Yeah. Describe that to our listeners.
Your dad, like you said, he has the conference here. Uh-huh. He's been like living here since like Feb 1st. He's like the mayor of the resort. He walks there, he's shaking hands, he knows everybody. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, because they did like they're doing four 1 week sessions. And they had like a 1 week off, and my mom and my dad went off to some other place in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But otherwise, he's been sort of, he knows the staff. You know, he knows people in town, Puerto Morales. So yeah, he's really enjoying it. He just hates the winter, really.
He's very much like, I mean, I've been to a basketball game with you guys before. Mm-hmm. I hung out with Mike Kerman in the past. But it is remarkable how much he is like you. It's like just looking into a future mirror. For
you. Or I'm like him, though, right?
Well, of course, that's the thing. You more like him. But you're our entry point. You know, you're the first Kerman we met.
Yeah, I always say you're like a camp counselor, the way you are with people, kind of. And your dad has this thing. It's like a good conversational habit. He'll say something that everybody likes, like, do you guys like a delicious ice cream? Like, yes, we do. It's like, well, I've got the spot for you. And then he'll tell you where to go. And he went to Lucy, like, do you like seeing dolphins jump and do backflips? She's like, I do. It's like, just walk straight down there past the cove and you'll see them. Like,
he's a man who likes delights.
Yes.
You know, he's
sharing those delights.
And he's good. He's like you in the sense when a conversation's over, he doesn't care. He just ends it and walks away. He's like, all right. Like, he's just super engaged until he's done and then he's gone.
Yeah. Ash has noted that about myself. It's like, when I'm done with even here, like at a family lunch, I'm just walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We literally just watched, me and you just watched a basketball game at like the sports bar / disco.
Yeah.
And it was just me, you, and Roberta, my youngest daughter. Yeah. We were hanging out and then the game ended and we were walking and we were talking, you're mid-story. We're talking something about hoops because you thought you were going to the buffet area with me, and mid-story, you go, actually, no, I got to go that way. And then you just turned around and walked away. You go, we'll catch up. I'll finish the story later. And I'm like, later. And I just looked at Roberta and I'm like, that's Max.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I still have no resolution on the story.
What was I saying?
Oh, some Nick Nurse story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How's it been traveling with your family? Because, you know, it's funny. We're recording. I had to bring down the recorder. And typically this is your job.
Yeah.
But you said to me, it's like, I can't fit the recorder in. The recorder is like literally like 6 inches long and 2 inches wide. And I was like, oh man, traveling with the family requires so much like precision and planning. Whereas it's like anyone else who would say them, just throw the thing in your knapsack, stop it. But I guess, how is the wind up to this trip?
Well, we flew Swoop, which is like out of Hamilton, which is like a, you know, would you call it an economy airline? Yeah. And so it's like the bags that basically Danik had meticulously planned all the bags. And you know, our recording, like where the thing we drag around, it's pretty significant.
Sure.
So it wouldn't have fit in the backpack with the stuff that was allotted for my backpack. It definitely wasn't going to fit in the checked baggage. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's just like, traveling. A lot of observations. One, the trip's been awesome. This is amazing. Like when you put this in the group, you're like, hey, is anybody into this? Like, I'm so glad we're doing this. Like Shane and Alex got in a couple days before us. Then we got in. Then you and Ash and crew got in a couple days after. It's just so fun to watch people arrive. But Shane and Alex already had like the lay of the land. They knew all the good like hacks for the resort and all that stuff. But what you realize is you come on a trip like this on a vacation with your family. I have two kids. Shane has two kids. Is like, it's not really a vacation.
I know.
You have a trip. Like, it's not a vacation. Like, not once have I been able to just lay down and nap for 30 minutes.
Danica talk to my stepmom came on this trip, Roseanne, and she's like, yeah, Mike keeps telling everyone it's not a vacation. She was telling Roseanne.
Danica said that.
She's like, Mike keeps saying it's not a vacation. Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, because I said that to her, like, after 2 days, I was like, huh, you really don't really get much time to yourself when you got the kids. She's like, what did you think it would be? And I was like, I guess I didn't think about it. I'm like, you go to an all-inclusive resort, you just have in your brain what it was like when you went 10 years ago.
Your muscle memory just goes to like Cuba 2007, 100%. Where you're like, this is what my body should be doing. And that's not what you're allowed to do right now.
So, but that being said, and then there, it came to a point where I kind of, we get back to the room and at one point after like a full day in the sun and I'm laying down and I'm like, I kind of just knacker out for a second. I fall asleep.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, Wynn, like dad's going to bring you to the beach. And I was like, we made beach promises. And then I was like, I kind of like,
we made beach promises.
So I wake up and I'm like, I couldn't have had just like 10 more minutes. So I'm kind of like being a bitch. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I was like a little bit pissy. And she's like, look, what's wrong? And I'm like, couldn't she just kind of hang out with the iPad for like 20 more minutes? And like, I can have, she's like, yeah, she could. But like, and I was like, anyway, I was being a little bit of a bitch, but I took her because we made beach promises. We end up in the water and the waves are crashing and she's holding my hand and she's like trying to like jump over the waves. And it was such like a beautiful moment that I was like, I was almost in tears and I was like, oh, like on my deathbed, this little snippet might be one of the things that flashes through the best parts of my life. It's like her enjoying the waves at this age. Mm-hmm. And I was like, at the end of the night, when we were talking about what was our favorite part of the day, she's like, dad, what was yours? And I was going to tell her about the beach. And I was like, I bet your mom can guess. Cause she was basically like, Dan was like, oh, the part where you were being a total fucking bitch to me. You know what I mean? And then that was the thing that I made you go do, ended up being the most memorable sort of like moment in my heart. And I was like, that's the one, that's the moment. So yeah, it's like, it's a trip that it's been awesome. It has been sweet. And there's so many, I don't know if you found this as well, that like, I mean, you guys have Roseanne with you. So your experience is a little different where I feel like you definitely, if you want to sleep, you can sleep.
Yeah. You parent more in like a workmanlike, like punch in, punch out fashion. Yeah. Like my style, I kind of pretend like I'm a big kid who's allowed to drink alcohol. It does feel more vacation-y for me, just the way I approach things. And like I connect more with children than adults sometimes on vacation. So I've been playing a lot with everybody's kids and having fun.
It's true. There was also a full day where you and Alex just got annihilated in the pool with no kids around.
This episode is brought to you by this family tree.
Yes, it is also easy because Lucy's obsessed with this kids club. Yeah. It's her favorite thing. So she goes to a kids club all day and we have a Nona like here, like of Lucy's course, Nona. Yeah. But in general, I'm honestly like that anyway.
Totally.
I try to pretend that parenting is the easiest thing in the world. And I just tell myself, this is the easiest thing in the world.
Oh, interesting.
Like all kid activities are, they can be boring. They can be monotonous, but I like that stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, parenting's kind of a cinch, honestly. And I don't tell that to Alex because it's makes her mad, but that's the way I look at it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's been interesting for me getting to see these children in real life. Cause I've just, since the pandemic, I just kind of moving to Toronto. I just see them on Instagram.
Yeah.
So,
oh, well, Jesus. So I'm walking with Roberta. She's trying to sleep. Roberta's, you know, 1 year old and I'm walking her like around the resort trying to get her to nap, but she's just crying. You know how it goes with a 1 year old. So she's crying and she's in a real phase where she just wants her mom. So I'm trying to get her to nap. See Max, literally, like I run into Ash and Jess and Alex and we're sort of chatting and the baby's just like screaming in like the, whatever you call it, the stroller. And then Maxim's like walking up like more and he's like, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh, hey, Birdie. And he like kind of, I think it might have been the first time you've seen her in person.
I think maybe.
And he like kind of opens up the thing and she's screaming and he goes, you're a lot cuter on Instagram.
You said that.
That's what he said.
As a joke though.
She was screaming. She was screaming.
Oh, I see the crying.
Her skin was all blotchy.
It was
you know,
a scene.
You know, the airbrush stuff, you know, Russ?
Airbrush.
I know that works.
What is it like being around the families as much as you are? Like you're not even getting to see your buds as much as you probably thought we would normally be around.
Yeah, it's good because, you know, Ash and I have a lot of thinking to do. You know, I'm sending a lot of like text messages and emails to the band about like a lot of ideas. Mm-hmm. So, because we were in the studio this week leading into this trip. And I think they all thought they might get a few days off of me being annoying. But no way, Jose. I almost make it a point to be that much more engaged when I'm on vacation. But guys, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, the track list or something. Like, well, what are we going to play this summer? Any of that stuff. And so I've been unrelenting there. And it's also nice, though, because I see them have a nice little interaction, like your little kids. And then I just leave. It's great.
Yeah.
You know? So that's been good. But I will say, I've had a nice time hanging out with Kai, my nephew, because my sister's kid, Kai, is here. And he's 6 or 7 now. I don't know how old he is, but he's like turned into like a fun little kid.
Oh, yeah. He's got a ball of energy. He's hilarious too.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't know how to evaluate kids in the way, like, because I don't have no context for kids. I just kind of know Kai. So I don't know how other kids like stack up, and like reading personalities and energy levels and shyness and smarts and all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
I have no clue. So it's been kind of interesting to kind of get a little bit more of a lay of the land. But it's funny. I did ask Mike today when we were watching the basketball game, like, how old is Roberta? And he's like, she's 4. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. And he's like, she's 1, Max.
I just knew he would have no idea what ages kids are or what they should be at.
Yeah. They're all just babies to me.
Yeah.
Until they're like in grade 5. But any observations about the staff? Oh yeah, Shane, I heard you were kind of interested in the culture of claiming chairs downstairs. because there's a lot of like funny little quirky things that happen in resorts and the people watching that happens.
When you're older and you're on a resort, you're just obsessed. When I say older, I mean like people between the ages of like 50 to 80, your whole day revolves around booking that chair for like the best. What are those called?
The lounge chairs. Lounge
That's
chairs.
What I want to say.
Chairs.
So people will go out at like 7 p.m. and put their towels out the night before.
Oh, that's crazy.
To reserve the lounge chair for the morning.
They want the good shady spots.
Uh-huh. But we talked to the staff about this and they said, if you come down and set a timer for 30 minutes and nobody touches that towel, you can just throw it off. And do whatever the fuck you
Hold
want.
Hold on. Yeah. If you bring set a timer for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're self-policing.
They trust you to do that. And I will do that unless the person puts like an iPhone or a hat, like anything.
They got to have stakes in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to have some stakes that they're actually willing to lose something. That then I will not fuck with their towel or anything.
Have you done that yet?
We've definitely removed towels. Oh, really? Yes, but we got permission because I don't think you should be allowed to do that at a resort.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be illegal. They should have signs up everywhere that say you can't do that.
Mm.
But I've noticed since we started kind of vigilante towel removal, people don't do it anymore.
Oh.
Our first 2 or 3 days here, they were on almost every single chair.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Another thing I've noticed is like, so the buffet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when the buffet operates at certain hours, when it opens, there's like a lineup in the main door. I don't know if you guys encountered this with the buffet.
Oh, I never go in that line.
So we asked the cutting, I was like, oh man, is this like lineup happen every day? And they're like, no, we just go in that door. And they point to a side door, which you're clearly not supposed to come in. But they just
Everybody
go in that
goes
door.
In there. Come on.
Some people do it, but so many people also line up. But it got me thinking because I was like, what does one do? This is almost a microcosm of society. It's like there's obviously a way where we can cheat, but if everybody cheats, then it's just chaos, right? So it's like you got these
not cheating,
fools
though.
Lining up, and then there's people that aren't playing by the rules. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, what do you do in a situation like that? You take the door, right?
I think you just take the side door.
They do not care. And I would never do this if there wasn't an abundance of tables.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason that they need a hostess and for everyone to wait in a lineup. That is there when this resort is packed. Mm-hmm. You need that service. Mm-hmm. When it's not and there's 300 tables and 50 people, you don't need that service anymore. But they still go slow as fuck. I mean, they're good. They're, you know, they're good, Max. But they do take their time a little bit to get you to your seat.
Sure.
In the morning, you got 2 kids. You don't want to be waiting. Just go sit down. And they're happy. They see us doing it every morning. And they go, come sit here. And they like almost fight for where we should sit. Because we tip them well.
Yeah, that's good.
Speaking of not wanting to offend Max with resort, not even complaints, but just observations. When Shane and I were playing hoop, like we went to the roof, they got basketball up there. And the one side had blown the one basketball net completely over, and then the other side had one up. And then Shane was like taking a photo. He's like, better not send that one to Max. So he just took the photo of me putting up shots instead of the one where the net was
blown over.
No,
I still sent it to Max as a joke. I was like, respectfully, here's this photo. And then I sent the one that was up.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Is this a reaction to me not, because I don't really lay the hammer down very often. So is that why I threw you off so much?
Well, I can't take criticism at all. So you can't, if you give me an inch of criticism, I'll take a mile and talk. I'll be talking about this for like 5 years, right? So, but especially from you, since you so often don't like parent me in any way or say anything negative, that it really hurt and embarrassed me. I was like, oh, geez.
In the group chat with the three of us and Ash.
I was like, oh, Mike, like, I feel stupid for doing that. And Mike was like, yeah, I know. Danica and I talked about this. Like, and I was like, oh, no, it's circulating that I've made this faux pas.
No, we were more laughing at Max not being able to, being like respectfully Don't put your complaints in this chat. Just such a funny thing to say.
Using respectfully in front of any sentence like that's always great.
The wording, 100%. Yeah,
it adds so much weight to it.
Yeah, like respectfully, fuck off.
Yeah. It's like when someone says, I don't mean to be racist, but it's like, oh no, something really heavy is coming.
So last night we did go to the discotheque.
Yeah.
They don't call it the discotheque. I feel like whenever you're in a resort, they just call the bar the discotheque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's always the name. I kind of peaced out a little early. I got some room service. I ordered some pizza to my room and just kind of passed out. But any notable events? Because there's been a couple of weddings. There's like two weddings here every single day.
The fireworks went off, which was crazy, at like 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I heard some woman came down, was complaining to the front desk that she wasn't warned about it and she has PTSD or something like that.
Tough.
So
that's tough. I was worried it was going to wake up the kids. So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, but... What was it? Oh, the Thursday night when you guys got in, mm-hmm. we were watching the game like on the big TV or whatever, but there was also a live band like in the area where the big TV was. So like we're trying to watch hoops and like talk. It's like, oh man, like this is great. The Raptors, this or whatever, but it's just like, take on me. You know, like these, like there's some Mexican band doing all these covers of 80s songs. So like, oh, okay, well for the West Coast game, the Lakers and Warriors, like let's go up to the sports bar. Mm-hmm. So we go to the sports bar, but it's literally karaoke night. So there's these bros being like ironically singing It's Raining Men. And then so it's like, oh my God, we can't watch hoops in either of those.
In peace.
So, but last night was kind of like, we were having some drinks. It was kind of a fun night. We were partying a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So then we ended up in the discotheque, which again was just like.
Did it get turned up? Because it was sort of empty when I was there.
Things ended up filtering in.
So yeah. It got busier.
Yes.
It did. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So what happened? Anything of note?
Oh, man.
For our listeners, Shane's very hungover. I'm a little hungover.
Well, I also have a theory too at resorts that they water down the drinks a lot. So people don't get overserved and, you know. Yesterday, I kind of day drank and night drank. So that's a lot. So I doubled up. So I really feel terrible today. So I did lose just a little bit of time at the discotheque. I know we went back, ordered room service, but we were so tired that we fell asleep with the plates on top of us in the bed.
On your belly?
Well, I think Alex had it near her belly because she turned over and then... just the plate smashed all over our floor.
Oh no.
So yeah, that was like our alarm clock kind of.
Mm, oh, nice.
But yeah, I think it was good. Do you have better memories than me of it?
It was fun. It was fun. Alex was DJing.
Yes. I remember I got them to play How Bizarre and I was so happy. Yes.
Yes.
But then they did the annoying DJ thing where they just play like a little bit of it and then it cuts into another song, which you probably like, but I don't know.
No, if it's a good one, I want to keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Mike, you have a tendency to just wear sunglasses all the time. Is that just, why is that? Because we're inside right now.
They're prescription.
Oh, interesting.
So my sunglasses are all prescription sunglasses. So either I need to bring my eyeglasses and my sunglasses or I wear contacts. And you can't wear contacts and put prescription sunglasses on the contacts.
Okay, makes sense.
Is that a pet peeve of yours, Max?
No. I just wasn't sure because you look like a guy who's hungover only because you're wearing sunglasses.
Right. And I'm feeling good, actually.
Yeah, you're feeling great. Yeah. No, it's hard
to get drunk when you got two kids at a resort.
I know, clearly.
I feel bad, though, that the word is sperm that I'm saying it's not a vacation. It is a vacation, and it is lovely, and I actually do love hanging with my kids. And I'm not judging that you and Alex got annihilated. I'm just jealous that you guys.
We didn't get annihilated. We're just, like, happily dasted.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great. That's what vacation's all about. But, yeah, I don't want the vibe out there that I'm some guy that despises hanging out with my kids.
No.
I'm just saying that all-inclusive. I remembered it one way, and it ain't like that.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On our plane down, the woman across from us was like just a stereotype of the most obnoxious person.
Oh, really?
She had her sandals off and was picking her toenail the entire time. And then we had to stand on the tarmac, wait on the tarmac for a minute. And she was just like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Why don't we just get off the plane right now? Why? This is so stupid. Oh, God. And then she starts like, but she's kind of looking for friends and she's like smiling at different people around us. And she starts making conversation with the couple to my right. She's like, have you been here before? They're like, yeah, it's our first time. We've never been to Cancun. She's like, ugh. Dominican Republic is so much better. And she's like, I'm just here because my daughter's here. But ugh, you got to go to Puerto Plata. You got to, this place. Eh. And then she's just kind of complaining. And then it's like, and then like, we're still supposed to have our seatbelts on. And then she takes her seatbelt off and sort of standing up. And this stewardess is like, can you please sit down? She's like, ugh. You know what? I wish they were. We had machines instead of these people. They'd be more polite. I was like, I want to kill this person. And then it was just so brutal. But she kept on like looking at me for a smile, like validation. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to smile back at you in this moment. But and then checking into the hotel, the whole thing. Has White Lotus changed your experience a little bit in coming to a place like this? This isn't quite as fancy as White Lotus, but it's like, you know, the same premise in a way. And I really am trying my best to not be anything near that stereotype of, you know.
What do you mean? Like how would
just,
it change?
Just like the lack of self-awareness, just trying to be kind to the staff and that stuff. You know,
I thought you meant in the sense that you feel like something like freaky sexual or something's going to happen.
You guys feel that too, right? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That there's going to be a murder and there's going to be something freaky sexual.
I honestly think that ever since White Lotus that, I wonder if anything really weird's going to happen.
Oh, are you just predicting who's having affairs?
It's fun. I do look around and think, and Alex spotted a guy who looked like the guy from White Lotus.
Yeah.
But she's like, he looks like a mix between Sean Dawson and the guy from White Lotus. And I was like, oh, she's like, don't worry. I think he's ugly though. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
It'd be funny if it was the DeMarco guy you became buddies with who also is down here because your dad extended like the actual guy from White Lotus. There's a guy that looks like White Lotus here. It's like, no, that's
Albie.
Yeah. That's the character's name.
That's the character's name. Adam's his real name. Adam DeMarco.
You text with him?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit here and there.
Did you invite him to this?
No, I did not invite him to this. Yeah.
Nice opportunity.
So you leave tomorrow, Shane.
I do, sadly.
Yeah. Do you think like your kids are going to remember this trip? Like, do you remember any trips from like this young?
Say 4 is when the memory kicks in.
Oh, cool.
For life. So I'm trying to think of anything really crazy. Maybe seeing those dolphins. Uh-huh. You know, your dad might have created a core memory for my child.
Oh, there you go.
And she loves that kids club. And they love her. She's probably been there longer than any kid ever has in the span of a week. So they've put like a gift basket or something together just for Lucy for like leaving. Aww. Yeah, they've got.
I think
like
Kai has a crush on Lucy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's what I heard.
And Alex is like, she's half his age. Like Alex is like.
He's like 6 and she's 4.
Yeah, I think he's 7 and she's 4. But the ages of those.
Yeah, well, I got to stay with my daughter. stay away from my daughter. Actually, it's funny. I was walking by the kids club and I saw Lucy there. And I don't know if I've ever really talked to Lucy before, but I've seen her plenty, obviously. So I'm just like, hey, Lucy. And she kind of like looks up. I'm like, I'm your dad's friend, Max. She's like, huh? I'm like, how's it going in there in kids club? She's like, honestly,
kind of bored right now.
Yeah, she loves saying that. No matter what, because she always thinks an adult is going to do something to make her feel better about it, like give her an ice cream cone or something. So she always says, I'm bored, and then hopes, like, well, here's a lollipop. You know?
That's her move. She picked the wrong guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He just kept it moving.
She was like, yeah, I'm kind of bored right now. I wish I could go swimming. I'm like, all right, cool. And then just walked away. Okay, well, you're on your own now. But yeah,
any other funny people that you've observed?
We've been there's characters, you know, like there are, you know, like we said, there's a new group that's just come in that are ready to party, and it's always fun to, like, when you've been on the resort for a bit, see the new people. But I was in the pool the other day, and there was, like, this guy. He's like this big, like, I don't know, he kind of had this, like, I don't know if he's like Texas or whatever, but he had, like, a hat on, and there was, like, it was, like, him and his wife, and they were there, like, boozing in the pool, and there was, like, this young couple with, like, a little daughter, like, a two-year-old, and the young couple's kind of getting out with the daughter, and the daughter's kind of, like, waving at this big guy, and he's like, okay, sweetie, he's like, sweetie, you're great, and he looks up at the guy, and he's like, she's special, man. He's like, boys are great, but daughters are something special. Daughters are something special. And the young couple is like, okay, thank you, like, bye. And then he's like, bye, sweetie. And then the couple, like, walks off to go away. And then the guy then turns to his wife, and he's like, boys are great. Daughters, something special. And then started sucking face with his wife. They just started making out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he had, like, a big straw hat. And but anyway, so that was making me laugh. So I've just been saying for the last couple of days, like, daughters are special.
I think I got that same guy. I'm not sure, but I got a similar guy about daughters. And he wasn't as, like, sweet as this guy or sentimentally weird. This guy was kind of more, like, blunt. He goes, daughters. He goes, with boys, you only got to worry about one dick. He's like, with girls, you got to worry about thousands. I was like Max too. I was like, okay, I got to do a puzzle here. Oh, like, guys are just going to, like, harass my daughter all the time, and they have dicks. So that was the thing.
Yeah, I get
so,
it.
So, but, yeah, okay. Yeah, for me, I was like, why am I worrying about so many dicks? I was like, oh, yeah, they're coming after her.
And then how did you respond to that?
I was just like, oh, like, you know, like when I'm in an Uber car and they're being weird, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, just like that. And then, yeah, another Trump supporters love me here. I've had, like, five of them approach me. I was doing shots with the Trump supporter last night. I assume he is, because,
well, there's one guy that wears the hat that says Texas for Trump or something. There's a guy wearing, like, a Trump hat around the resort. Yeah.
But last night there was a guy, I think he's a Trump supporter, because he was like, I was like, where are you from? He's like, Minnesota. I go, oh, yeah, I'm from Canada. That's kind of like, you know, we're both from cold places. He's like, yeah, I like Canada. Well, I used to, but it got too political. And anytime someone says too political, they're all about politics and they're all about Trump. And that's all they want to talk about. But yeah, another guy in the pool. And I don't mind talking to Trump supporters if they're not wearing the MAGA hat, but it gets very embarrassing when they're wearing that red Trump hat and you're, like, palling around with them. So this guy's talking to me for, like, 20 minutes in the pool with a big red Trump hat, and his shirt says guns.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Have you met anyone since you've been here?
No Trump supporters yet.
But no. They wouldn't like you as much.
I feel like I'd repel them because I'm.
You look like a. No, you look like a liberal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I look like I'd be a gun-toting guy, I think.
You do?
I think tattoos say that to people.
Oh, interesting.
Like, America. They probably think you're alternative, like Kid Rock is alternative. Like a libertarian or something. Mm-hmm. You march to the beat of your own drum.
Yeah.
What are your observations?
Yeah, I'm curious what you think.
Now that you've got, you know, you got everyone down here, it is lovely, and thank you so much to Michael Kerman and all of that. But what are your thoughts walking into the sitch?
On a sentimental note, I'll say that it's been nice because my family, I was lucky as a kid to, like, go to, like, a few all-inclusive resorts. And those are early memories for my family. And in the last, like, 15 years, 20 years, like, we haven't done anything like that because, you know, you become a teenager, you stop doing that, you move away. It's like family vacations don't happen in the same way. So this time around, like, my sister's here with her kid, Kai, and my mom's here. Yeah. And my mom just had hip surgery in December, and she wasn't able to comfortably walk for 9 months. And then she got hip surgery, and then the recovery time seemed to be going well. So she's coming on this trip and she's, like, walking around and she looks like her old self. So it's been very nice that my whole family is here and I get to kind of, like, hang out. And, but also just, like, the fact that Simon Lambeck here is here, who's a childhood friend, and he's going to hang out with you guys, who he's like heard plenty about and knows through the basketball chat. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of sweet. It's nice.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, we've only been here for a couple of days, so we'll see what happens tonight, but it's good.
What is the plan tonight? Tonight's Danica's night out. So,
So you're not going out.
I'm not going out. Are you going to go hard? You fly tomorrow. I never know what to do on the, like, it's your last night, but it's almost like you kind of got to like, It feels like last night. Like the night before is really the last night.
Yeah.
If you want to have a decent travel day. But I don't know.
When do you leave again? What time?
We leave at, the flight is at 11:50. So we have to leave here at 8:40, which is kind of reasonable.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was thinking that Alex might want to go out and party, because last night Alex was feeling so good. She was talking to a bunch of women and like, we're going into town tomorrow. And everyone's like, woo. But today she's like, we're absolutely not doing that. We're packing up all the kids' stuff tonight. So
she's really good at bringing people together.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. Like, she's so awesome at just like making people feel really comfortable and involved and included in the group.
She was a party starter last night. That's probably her like
best quality, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. We're the exact opposites, Alex and I. And I find that too. And I've noticed this in a lot of couples too, there's usually one extrovert and one introvert.
Mm.
And that's usually a good match for couples.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
You were saying that last night, actually.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about it because I'm watching couples.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's like one guy's like, blah, in the party, in the pool or something. Like your dad's kind of extrovert, your mom's kind of introverted. Yeah. Mike is obviously extroverted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the magic ingredients.
Are there any couples that we know that are both equally extroverted?
I was talking
about this with Laura and Jug,
thinking
they might be more matched, but she was saying that she's probably more extroverted than
she's
Jug.
Probably a little more extroverted, but they're both a little. She's extroverted.
I think she's more extroverted than him for sure.
Yeah. They're a close match, though. I think
it reminds me of the Zach Lowe said it on this podcast, which was that we marry our deficits.
Mm. That's cool.
Which I thought was an interesting way to look at it.
No, it's embarrassing a little being around Alex because she's so like magnetic and I'm not, so it's like weird.
You look cool though with your shaved mustache. Don't read into that. I think you always look cool.
Okay, but, yes. So it's a common insult rep. Yeah, I take that as a compliment. Yeah. It's good. If you currently have the thing that you're complimenting, I look at it more as a net compliment than insult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're ultimately saying you didn't look good with the mustache.
If I had the mustache right now.
No, I think you looked interesting with the mustache. I think you look hot without the mustache. Hot.
Things are heating up here. I like really hot.
You're getting the White Lotus tension.
Yes, that's exactly. You've been looking
it's for happening.
Between the pod, guys. Yeah. So Shane, you're looking hot.
Yes.
I was asked why I wear sunglasses indoors.
And you're wearing a bucket hat. Mike got a bucket hat.
I know. I was supposed to bring one down for you. I forgot.
I asked. Well, I got down here and I was like, damn. I was like, I think I need a bucket hat. Dave's like, oh, it's not like we had weeks to plan. You know, if you told me. Oh, yeah. Because she was awesome. Because I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, I need shorts and stuff. She's like, all right, I'll sort you out. So she's like, order me some stuff from like Zara online or whatever. But I just didn't even think about the hat situation. So I'm like, oh, I'll buy a bucket hat. They didn't have any in the gift shop. So I messaged you and Ash. I'm like, hey, you guys got any more of them Arkell's like bucket hat from the merch? I'm like, the style isn't really happening down here. And then you were saying in town they had them at the grocery store or something.
I was pretty hammered. I don't remember that. I was annihilated that day. Why a bucket hat, though? Are these coming back? Because I've noticed ever since you started saying bucket hat, they're everywhere.
Yeah. It's one. I mean, I don't know style wise if they're cool or not. What I like they're floppy. Like they feel good on your head. They actually block the sun on the back and the front. And in particular, I kind of like it with, because my hair is very long right now. Mm-hmm. I like it with long hair because it reminds me of like Liam Gallagher in like 1998 or something.
Yeah.
So I like the vibe, you know, I just walk around kind of like Liam, you know, forget about my kids for an afternoon. Just bar, you know,
you just start talking to Danica like you're from Manchester and you're really snarky about it all.
Yeah, totally. Just the whole thing. But no, it's been great.
Let's get back to the pool.
Are we getting back to the pool? I wonder if this pod is going to sound like this sort of like lazy beach vibe. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I'm feeling very like beach vibe.
Did you tell Danica we're doing a 3-hour pod?
I said, I did. See, this is the thing.
That would have been a good strategy. You know, we end after 40 minutes. Then
and
you
go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you should always over promise and under deliver. No,
under promise, over deliver.
Yes.
Like
that's what I always say.
I try to front end And maybe I don't, like, I basically, like, we'll probably be 40 minutes. And then if it goes an hour 20, now I've disappointed.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just said we'll be an hour and a half and I show up in 50 minutes,
yeah,
it's golden. Yeah, I know. And she's like, you don't learn. I'm like, I think I just, I don't want to disappoint you on the front end.
Yeah.
Instead
of, just be honest.
Or just overestimate. Like, piss me off now and then make me happy later instead of the reverse.
I do neither. I just go, I'm going to do a podcast.
You didn't even give any.
No. And that style works for me.
Was there any like, we're just going to go do a podcast in the middle of the.
Well, it just creates like this, like, I don't know, void of expectations. There's like nothing.
It's good.
Also, I did sort of put you on the spot because I walked by you in the pool while you're with Alex and your baby. And I was like, hey, we're doing a pod, 3:30. Cool. And then I was like, Alex couldn't say, no, that's not a good time.
She liked that because we were actually debating it. We were having a debate whether you whether you go in a pool to swim. And she's like, I don't think I've ever seen Max with his shirt off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, I wonder if he takes his shirt off. But then you come up right as we were talking about the best time to do the pod. I said nighttime would be the best time because then you don't burn daylight. It's our last day. She thought day was better because she's worried that I'm going to do the pod at night and then I'm going to extend it to like a bit of like a drinking time and then get into like some hijinks, which I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. But then but then you came by, you're like, hey,
shirt on it
now. And no, your shirt wasn't off.
Oh, wasn't?
Okay, no,
my shirt was off. Though.
Eventually, Mike took a video of it.
Yeah. I got a video of Max walking back up.
Can you send that to Alex, please? Yeah, so Alex is very happy now.
It was kind of funny because we're all staying. Me and you are on the same floor, Shane, and then Max is a couple floors up. We're in the same building. There's four buildings in the resort. And so, like, as I was walking to go to the elevator, I just look and I'm like, is that Max? And Max is just texting away with his shirt off, walking up like he just walked out of a pool. So I'm like, this is funny. So I kind of start filming him. But then you come out because you're staying by the elevator. And I'm like, oh, there's Shane to my left. There's Max. And then we got you come, like, the elevator door opens. Maybe it's pod content. Maybe it goes on the Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it goes on the Instagram. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Are you a self-conscious guy without your shirt on?
No, not at all. But I don't know if I want to be like flexing on the internet about it, but like at a pool, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like posting shirtless selfies on Instagram or something like that. But if like I'm comfortable at a pool with my shirt on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
There, all right. We did it.
We did a pod, guys.
We did a pod. If the H5 works.
We'll see. It will happen. So hopefully our listeners enjoyed this. By the time you hear this, we'll be back in Canada, I presume.
Boo.
That's it. That's all. That's our episode. Thanks so much to Nathan Nash for putting it all together. Thank you to Manager Ash, who's in the room. What's up, Ash? Are you having a good time?
Good
job.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.